Ho ho ho, hello folks, and welcome once again to the festive fireside of the Great Library of Dreams. Well, dear friends, Christmas is almost upon us. However, your stocking isn't quite empty just yet. For I have another little treat for you, this time in the shape of a somewhat eerie verse by Mr. Mark Damian Lawler. It's a spooky poem composed for the festive season, and one that, well, celebrates a great many famous Yuletide tales of terror. I won't say which ones they are, as I think it's more fun for you to, well, hear the poem and see how many you can recognise. Furthermore, if that's whet your appetite for some festive spooky reading, may I point you in the direction of Mark's latest three books, Festive Fatum, The Berryville Blessing, and Christmas Certificate X. Three little anthologies of seasonal tales of terror, and one of which features a story by myself too. And hopefully, by the time this reaches your ears, they should be available on Amazon, just in time for Christmas. Anyhow, enough of my jibber-jabber. Let's take a seat by the fire, grab yourself something nice to drink, a mince pie or two, and let's meet a very unusual, if somewhat kleptomaniac, spectre. My Magpie Ghost by Mark Damian Lawler. My Magpie Ghost brings home the most unusual gifts for Christmas. My back pocket is full of them. No shiny rings, no nest-building things, stealing for the season, with a dark rhyme and reason. Sweeney Todd and his shoot to God, a shave too close to perfection. Puss in boots in a plum pudding, whiskers still attached. A train tunnel in want of a ghost, a signalman safe at his post. Good old Charlie's boot-blacking youth, Jacob Marley's coffin-cracked tooth. Hoofprints in a sepulchre of snow, passengers with no way to slow. Oak wheel spoke from the phantom coach, stained with claret, dread and mould. Strips of yellow wallpaper, of sickly colour and yellow smell, shadows ready to kiss and tell on the snowman wall covering. A Saxon crown and two lost hearts, antiquarian book that charts the fall and rise of demonry. Night air and the smell of a church, skull on which a raven can perch, ashes of an open presence pecked off the bones of the House of Usher. A chalice that can tell the time, but always sours its Christmas wine. A crushed fairy wing found inside an antique beetle, death watch broken. My magpie ghost brings home the most unusual gifts for Christmas. My back pocket is full of them. Thank you. This podcast was produced by Mr. Jim Moon, with music from the Eldritch Light Orchestra. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review or a rating so other people can find it. If you really like the show, consider buying us a coffee at coffee.com/hypnagoria or becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/hypnagoria, where subscribers can get exclusive new shows every month and access the Patreons only podcasting vault. For more nonsense, call into our site, hypnagoria.com, where you can find all manner of essays and articles on the weird and the wonderful, plus my other podcasts, plus links to YouTube and all the usual social media gubbins. This has been a Great Library of Dreams production.